You're listening to SBS News.
The Coalition wanted all welfare payments to have a 4-year wait time, but it agreed to shorter waiting periods for a raft of payments during negotiations with Labor. Migrants granted a permanent skilled or families visa after January 1 next year will have to wait 4 years for payments such as Newstart or concession cards. The wait for carer payments, parental leave pay, as well as dad and partner pay will be extended to 2 years, while a 1-year wait will apply for carer allowance and family tax benefit Part A. Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the party wanted to do the deal because it didn't want to give anti-immigration senators a chance to argue for their own amendments to the initial bill.
Look, we had a choice. We made it clear our strong concerns about the waiting measures, which was making newly arrived migrants wait 4 years for a whole range of payments. We indicated we'd oppose that. We were also concerned that if we opposed it, it was then opening the door for parties like One Nation and Fraser Anning to negotiate with the government on it. We took the view it was better to negotiate with the government ourselves to try and get an arrangement which we could live with.
But Independent Senator Tim Storer says Labor could have teamed up with the crossbench to block the legislation.
I'm shocked by what I heard from the ALP this morning. To claim that they were forced to support the government on this bill because otherwise it would have passed with crossbench support is simply not true. I'm opposed to this bill and will be voting against it, as are the Greens, Centre Alliance and the Hinch Justice Party. That means that with the opposition of the ALP, this bill would not have the numbers to pass.
The government says the legislation will save $1.3 billion over the next 4 years, but the Greens say the personal cost will be far higher. Green Senator Maureen Faruqi, who came to Australia as an engineer, has accused Labor of making what she calls a dirty deal with the coalition.
As a migrant, I find Labor's position on this disgusting and cowardly. If you are going to stab migrants in the back, look us in the face as you do it. Don't pretend that you're doing it for our own good. Don't sit here and pretend you had no other option when it is your votes that will pass this bill.
But One Nation leader Pauline Hanson welcomes Labor's decision.
This is about common sense and worrying about the Australian taxpayer out there who's had a gutful of paying their taxes constantly all the time and seeing it just go to places where it shouldn't. And I'm so proud of the Labor Party that you're actually now going to support this because you can see some common sense.
Australia's peak body for ethnic communities, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, originally praised Labor's compromise deal. Labor actually cited the group's endorsement as key evidence for the strength of its amendments. But Fecker now says the inherent risks, while mitigated by Labor's amendments, continue to impose a burden on vulnerable people. The Australian Council of Social Services says there's no justification for cutting off support for people in financial need. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.